Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it back to me. useful, some of their advice and tarot card shows. So let me know, and I'll be happy to do it for you. And you can hear people on their feed if they also decide. Well, mine apparently, we have a lot of people here Friday, Saturday, so that's okay. We have Kelly, and we have Tammy Davis for a short period of time. Tammy got sent out on this, so actually, she's not listening at the moment. But anyway, I appreciate you guys coming to hang out with me tonight. And, you know, as you know, some of the people on this probably have a show for an hour, and that's it. Unless we just make some discussion or topic or talking or something, then I'll continue the show. But, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, so we'll just talk about whatever. But it is Sunday, and I am looking forward to the week. We are going to have this week. What's going on with me this week? This week, still dealing with the same, you know, construction stuff and construction drama, as always. Fun. I have an asshole of a contractor. He's not, you know, I'm the general contractor for my project, for my house, but he's like a contractor, some contractor I hired to do the concrete and foundation. But he's an idiot and an asshole. But what else is new? That's the way they all are, really. Because trust me, I know from living, or not living, but from being like me and in my profession, as long as I've been in it, how fucking ridiculous they are. But they are necessary evil of my profession, so whatever. Anyway, so I'm doing that this week, and then working on a couple projects, and as well for some clients, and kind of cleaning the house. This week, a really boring week this week, nothing really planned, so nothing really interesting to report this week about myself anyway. Callie asked me earlier how I was feeling. I said I'm okay, and she said just okay. I'm like, am I supposed to be elated? Can I just be okay? People often ask people that question, you know, how are you? Okay. And people think okay is a bad thing, like it's, you know, just okay. I'm just like, I'm okay, or whatever. But really, I think okay means okay. It means, no, I'm not like great, I'm not bad, I'm just, you know, regular, in between, just, you know, just being like normal. So when I say I'm okay, that's what I mean. I don't mean I'm okay, you know. If I ever like depressed or something, I'd be like, I'm alive. If I say I'm alive, if you ask me like how I'm doing, and I say, I'm alive, well, that's probably not a good sign, but generally, if I say okay, it means I'm okay. So anyway, that's how it goes. Callie's calling in. Let's see what she has to say. Hello, Miss Callie. Callie X. I won't say her last name on the air. I'm okay. How are you? I say that all the time to me, and I'm like, yeah, you're not the only person who does that, though. What I was going to say before you called is that people ask people that question, how are you? And people say, I'm okay. And they're like, oh, really? What's wrong? I'm like, no, to me, it's not. I mean, I get that. But I, you know, some people say it that way, but I just mean I'm just like, you know, yeah, I'm just here. I'm not like happy, like rainbows and sprinkles and things like that. And I'm not like down the doldrums either. I'm just like fine, you know. I don't know. I mean, that's what I was going to say, though, is like it's funny when people expect you to be all like, oh, I'm great or whatever. And people ask you how you're doing. I'm not saying this about you. I'm just saying generally in public, they don't really want the answer. And they just mean, it's like polite, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. That's typically what people say. They don't really say, oh, how are you? Oh, I'd rather be eating a 10-pound bag of Oreos watching I Love Lucy on the sofa. You
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Tammy, you feel like dog poop? I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel bad. I kind of feel bad today, too. I don't know, sinuses or something, and they come and go, but today they're kind of giving me a bit of an issue. But yeah, I'm okay. And you're okay? I'm okay. You're okay? Oh, well, that's even better. That's good. What's so fabulous about your life right now? Or today?
You didn't feel any of that. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That gives, you know, if I ever have to have one, that means I won't be so scared, so that's good. And when I go to the dentist, I always tell him or her, if it's someone I haven't gone to before, that I have a low tolerance for pain. And I'm like, you need to give me more than you give most people, because even just a little bit of twinge of pain, and I'm like, ah! It hurts. So, yes, that's too much. I don't want to feel the pressure. I don't want to feel anything. I just want to do a dead mouth or whatever. So, yeah. Well, Tammy, you should get that taken care of. I mean, taking that much medicine every day of that kind of medication is not good. And you could actually hurt your liver by taking that much medicine all the time. But go to the dentist, get the root of the problem, so to speak, taken care of. If my pain were that bad, you know, like totally constant, you know, mine just comes like once a week, maybe I'll have a day where my wisdom tooth just really starts to fucking hurt, my whole goddamn head is just about to fucking fall off. It's like I hit by a Mack truck. It's horrible. And I can't think or anything. So I take hydrocodone on that day and while I go to sleep or whatever so I can sleep. But I don't take anything. I don't take any medicine at all. I take vitamins, all that kind of stuff. But and I take my thyroid pill every day. But I don't take medication ever. So never pain pills. So hydrocodone works on me really well. It's pretty mild. But that kind of stuff, Daludad or whatever, no. I mean, the first time I took hydrocodone, I fell asleep for like 8 hours. That's what a wuss I am. My system is not used to having anything foreign in it. So it's very, for me, I don't. I don't like to take medicine more fast than I have to. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. And my grandmother, you know, when I died, she's 96, last 15 years ago, or 2009. She, I was talking to my mom today, and we were talking about her, and my mom told me to go to the department dentist and get taken care of. And she said, "You sound like your grandmother." I said, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Well, she didn't go to the doctor once until I was born. My mother said this. And then after that, she didn't go to the doctor, and she's like 81. So she lived like 96 years, and she went to the doctor twice. Or, well, she started to go to the doctor a lot as she got older. But, I mean, before that, she never went to the doctor. So there are people who don't ever go to the doctor, and they live perfectly happy lives. So it's possible not to have to have medication or prescription medication and stuff to suffer through. Now, should you know, I mean, hell, if I'm in as much pain as Tammy were in, I would be taking the same kind of medicine, too, if I had to. Because I don't like pain, and nobody does. But I'm just telling you, there's something about the way I was constructed by God or the universe or whatever, my physical makeup. I just wasn't meant to. There's certain people in this world, I'm not just going to sound, but there's like manual labor people and people who can deal with pain and aggression and like blood and guts and stuff like that. Okay, I'm not one of those people. No. And pregnant or something, and she had you. She just likes the drama, okay. So my kid will be like you whenever I have him or her, probably, because I'll have my kid later in life, and so, but I'm 40, so, but I won't treat my kid that way to mom treats you. Go ahead, sorry. Thank you. Weird to me about birth though, in You can still hear me, right? Okay. I was echoing to myself, so never mind. Okay, anyway, but the women who do that, I'm like, wait, what were you saying? Oh, I think it's weird. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird about a baby. To me, it's like a baby is like a this, like, parasite that's inside a woman's body. It's like a tapeworm or something. It's like sucking all the nutrients out of her, and it's like completely like taking over her body, and she can't. It's like she's the host, and it's the parasite. And so, just I don't know. The whole idea just creeps me out. I'm just glad I'm not a woman. I know I say that all the time, but it's true. I do. I'm just so glad, because honestly, women do have the worst side of the deal, and I just am so glad I'm not. But if I were a woman, I probably would have a child, yes. I probably would have a kid. But I don't know. I guess you could always have a C-section. You don't have to go the whole route of the canal birth. But, you know, C-section, they take out all your liver, they take all that shit out, put it on the fucking table, and then take the baby out. And that's creepy to me. Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. They should start doing that. It should be like become like this total trend where women go in to have a baby, and the women who are going in for a C-section, C-section, because it's actually no, that wouldn't work. In C-section, you actually don't you have to stay awake. Don't they stay awake? I think they stay awake, don't they? I think they do. No, I think they stay awake, because I think you're. Well, I think you have to. It's something to do with the blood flow, or I don't know, or something in your brain. I don't know. So, but anyway, I was gonna say it'd be really cool. Yeah, you could go and have surgery, and the women could like have their boobs lifted and have sagged as a result of the pregnancy. Of course, I don't know if that's what happens because of the milk. I don't know how that works. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about women's bodies. So, except what I told you. So, who knows? But I think it's a good idea, Kelly. Let's try it. Hey, Dutchie girl. Go ahead. Well, they're going to be sagging by the time you're at least 50, most likely. I mean, they're going to be sagging. You know, by then, though, they may have completely different alternatives by the time you get, like, 30 years from now or whatever. They probably have different alternatives for women and or for people in general. They probably actually have, well, I know they're going to have by then, they already have the technology now to, like, grow parts of your body, like kidneys and livers from stem cells and things like that. So if you lose a kidney, instead of waiting for a donor, you can just grow one or have one grown for you with the same exact one from your own blood tissue and type. It's exactly a perfect match. Same for the liver, same for everything that you need. So our arms or legs or any part of your body. But I wonder if they could do that or somehow, like, tweak that so it works for plastic surgery. So if you want bigger breasts, they can grow a breast in it. Well, not you particularly. I just mean in general. I would hope not. I told you, if I were a woman, I wouldn't want boobs because yours make it seem like it'd be painful. I wouldn't want that, no. Well, it seems like convenient. Like, you can't really run with them, can you? It's,
yeah.
With a guy? With a straight guy, of course. Yeah, he doesn't know. He's an idiot. You know, you're talking about high school. You know, it's funny because when I was in high school, they still had PE, and you know, now it's like rare that schools even have PE anymore.
isn't that weird? I mean, it seems weird to me that schools don't have PE and they don't have, like, you know, a lot of, sometimes they don't even have drama classes anymore, like art school or art classes. That's just really weird to me. But don't you think it's kind of important? I know you hated it. I hated PE too. Trust me, I did not like PE when I was in high school. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, you have to get fucking push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups and calisthenics and all that shit. I was like, yes. Yes. Right. No. And that's the way it should be, Callie. I'm glad. That's good. Because that's the problem, don't you think, that people today expect the public school system to actually educate their kids, and the parents are not supposed to do anything? I mean, whatever. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well-rounded. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have seen it. I posted it as well. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I read that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why not? There's nothing wrong with explaining who they are and what they are. I mean, who cares? Hello? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, and I agree, and I think that the school system should teach gay history, and when I say gay history, I mean what's happened to the gays, and a lot of people don't even know that gay people actually were also in the concentration camps, and Nazi Germany, not just Jews, gays were there as well, and that's why they were forced to wear the pink triangle, which is what was initially a symbol of the gay rights movement. But anyway, and so things like that, and what gays have gone through is a lot for civil rights. So it's basically a civil rights thing. But who the fuck cares if you point out to your child at, say, 5 years old, your child asks you, and I always have been a strong believer, and a lot of people believe this as well, if your kid asks you a question, then it's okay to answer it at that point, because if they ask it of their own volition, then I think they're probably old enough to know the answer. So that's just my opinion. And so I think that if they ask, well, you know, are those two gay guys together, and you explain to them, yes, they are, they love each other like a man and a woman love each other, then they're going to grow up understanding that there's something wrong with that. But if you're saying, oh, yeah, they're faggots, they're disgusting, and
don't ever kiss it away or whatever. I mean, that's gonna like fuck them up. But what you were saying earlier is so true about being making sure your kids are well-rounded. That's kind of my hope for myself and my own kids. Is that I've actually talked to Michael about this before when we have a kid or two, that I want to ensure that he or she or them they're involved in a sport or some kind of physical activity. It can be as their choice. I don't care what it is, as long as they have some kind of physical activity, because I think that's important to be physically active, because most of us aren't. And then I think you need to have some kind of art, like painting or violin or piano or whatever, guitar, I don't care, whatever they're interested in. And then they need something that helps the community, like you were saying, like charity work or community service or whatever. And so I completely agree with you. So if you and I ever had a kid together, then I would know that we would have the same parenting skills. So that's good. Sally and something. trying to think what's in the news lately, Kelly. Anything that you want to talk about? Yes. Yep, I sure did. I know. I think the other day you weren't here. A couple of days ago on the show, I said I think you look like a chihuahua. He always reminded me of a chihuahua. I just never found him attractive. Go where? Arena. Oh, yes. Yes. I did. Yes, I saw that. She's like, cry me a river. What? Are you serious? Oh, how funny. Yeah, I did so. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door, the right support.